After two officers were shot by a 16-year-old boy, his mother struggled with him for the gun before he turned the weapon on her and then took his own life. On Friday afternoon, the Edmonton Police Service released more information on incident that saw two members of the police were fatally killed. Const. Brett Ryan, 30, with 5.5 years of service, and Const. Travis Jordan, 35, with 8.5 years of service, were killed in the line of duty. At around 12:47 a.m. on Thursday, March 16, a 55-year-old woman called the police and met them outside their apartment complex in Inglewood in northeast Edmonton. The two officers then responded to the suite where she lived, along with a 73-year-old male and their 16-year-old son. Immediately upon arriving at the suite, both constables were shot multiple times by the 16-year-old son, and were immediately incapacitated. A struggle reportedly ensued between the mother and son over the firearm, and the suspect shot his mother before turning the firearm on himself, taking his own life. The father was not physically injured during the shootings, a press release from the Edmonton Police Service said. It has since been confirmed that neither officer discharged their firearm. Following 911 calls by multiple reporters, additional police and EMS arrived. One of the injured officers was transported in a police vehicle to hospital, while the other injured officer was taken by ambulance. The woman complainant was taken by ambulance to hospital, where she remains in serious but stable condition. Soon after arriving at the hospital, both officers were declared dead. As the 16-year-old suspect died in the presence of police, the director of law enforcement was notified and directed that the Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, provide oversight to the investigation being conducted by the EPS Homicide Section. Autopsies for both officers will be conducted this weekend. The autopsy for the youth suspect is scheduled for Wednesday, March 22, 2023. Information on the public portion of the funeral arrangements for the fallen officers will be released as soon as it becomes available. More to come.